In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A louder amen. God bless you. You are welcome in Jesus' name. This morning, we want to continue on our transformation series. You know, we started last week by telling us transformation brought salvation. And I told you last week very clearly and very categorically, for something great to happen, a transformation needs to take place. Is that correct? I gave an example of a butterfly that goes through four stages, from the egg to the larva that is like maggot. In fact, when you see it at that larva state, no, but if anybody tells you that this thing is a butterfly, you say, lie, it can't be. Because at that time, it's just crawling. It's just what? Crawling. Okay? From that larva, it goes to the third one, which is the pupa stage. That is the one that prepares it for greatness. By the fourth stage, it begins to grow wings. And not only does it grow wings, the wings become multicolored, beautiful. And I told you last week, I said, you cannot see a beautiful butterfly and the first thing that comes to your heart is to kill it. No. You see it and you admire it. And I say, wow, this is beautiful. But for that transformation to have taken place, that butterfly has gone through certain stages. And that is why I'm praying for somebody here. Every stage that you are in now, the Lord will move you forward to a higher stage, to a next level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From last week, we saw how Jesus perfected the transformation for salvation for us. Those of you that were here last Sunday, Easter Sunday, I told you how Jesus perfected the transformation that brought salvation for us. I told you last week, I said, Jesus transformed from God to man. Is that correct? He was a God, and gods are spirit. For him to be able to perfect salvation, he needed to become a man. So you know what he did? He left his throne in heaven. He left all his power. He left everything that made him God. And I prove to you that Jesus is God from the Bible. Because the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 1 that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God. And the Word was what? God. And that Word came and became flesh. Is that correct? So we can say that Jesus, who is the Word of God, is God. He left his throne in heaven and he became man. That is the first transformation. Then I told you last week, he went on to transform again from man to become a corpse. How many of you are here? From man, he became dead. He became a corpse. And I told you, that was why he transformed to become a man. Because if he did not become a man, there is no way that he can die. Somebody listening to me. It is not in the nature of God to die. God does not die. God is a spirit. He can't die. It's not in his nature to die. So for him to be able to perfect your salvation and deliver you from death and hell and the devil, he needed, number one, to become a man. That's the first transformation. Then he transformed again and became dead. He allowed himself to be killed. He became a corpse. And then, from that, he transformed again. He broke the jinx and power of death and became alive again. No person before and after Jesus has ever gone through that third transformation from death to life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He went through the three transformations so that you and I can be saved. And then, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, He said, I am he who lived and was dead. How many of you remember? He said he lives, but he was dead. That means he has already passed that stage. I don't know if somebody is communicating with me. That is why I'm so happy. Because I know that one day, when Jesus will come, me too, I will rise. The Bible says, even the dead in Christ shall what? Shall arise. If you read the story of the resurrection morning, the Bible makes us to understand that many people rose with Jesus that day. Many of the saints that were dead rose with Jesus on that day. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's another version of the Bible. They rose with him and they went to heaven. So there is every possibility that on that day, you and I will rise. That is why we say Christians don't die. What do? They sleep. He said there, I am he who lives and was dead. And now he said, I'm behold, I am alive forevermore. I am alive forevermore. Hey. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Who has the keys of hell and of death? Who has the keys of hell and of death? Jesus Christ has the keys of hell and of death. I am he who lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. He went through the perfect transformation. By this feat, Jesus conquered for us. He became a conqueror for you and I. By these three transformations, Jesus brought salvation. And like I said last week, we also need to make some transformation so that we can get updated to the current divine version that Jesus has brought. I told you last week Sunday, I said, all these apps that we are using, we may need to upgrade them from time to time to new versions. If you don't upgrade and update them to new versions, you will just find out that the version that you have, you are pressing it, it's not answering you. Because the people that produced it have already stepped up. But you remain in the old version. For us to benefit from the transformation that Jesus brought, that Jesus used to bring out salvation for us, we also need to make some adjustment. We also need to make some transformations to meet up. There is a new version that Jesus brought. The old version is no longer working. Is somebody listening? There is a new version that Jesus brought. The old version is no longer working. What is that new version? Matthew 11, 28 to 30. That's where we want to start from today. Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28 to 30. I want to announce to you the new version, the new divine version that everybody must plug into to benefit and to enjoy salvation. The one that Jesus brought by these transformations that I told you about. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28 to 30. What does he say? He says, come unto me, all you who are labored and heavy laden. And I will give you what? I will give you what? He now went forth. He said, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. Take my yoke upon you. How many of you are ready to carry Jesus' yoke this morning? That's the new version. He says, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And what do you need to do? Take my own yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. How many of you want rest for your soul? The new version is putting your load on Jesus and taking his own. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. The new divine version, like an app, is a divine app. It's a divine application. I'm talking computer this morning, Abby. The new divine application you and I need to transform into, so that we can meet up with the transformation that Jesus has already done to bring salvation, is the app I want to call Easy Yoke, Light Body. Easy Yoke, Light Body. That is the sweetest app. But listen to me. This is a divine application. And only those that transform to meet up with this app can use it. Very clearly there. What I'm telling you is a deep secret. It's a divine revelation. God himself told me, he said, for anyone to enjoy salvation, they must transform and upgrade to this new application. The application of Easy Yoke, Light Body. And how do you transform? He said, put your own load, put your own care, put your own worry upon me and take my own body. The yoke of Jesus is easy, is light. I don't know how many of you want to upgrade to that transformation. That is the transformation that brought salvation. Any other application outside the easy yoke and light burden application is a fake one. There are so many applications out there today. You know, some people have ridiculed the death of Christ. They have put the death of Christ in the back burner. They make you to believe that you have to walk for your salvation. Is that not correct? You have to labor for your salvation. That is why somebody will tell you, you will pray, your neck will break. Your back must pain you. I have seen people that they put a block on their head and told them to be praying. And you want to know the prayer point? They told him to say, as I'm feeling pain, let my enemy be feeling pain. I say, what a stupid prayer. You are the one feeling the pain. Your body, they tell you. Even if God answer, let's assume that God answer and your enemy too start feeling pain. Now both of you lose. Because you too, you carry pain, go out. Am I communicating with somebody? May ignorance not kill us. The new app is the Easy Yoke, Light Burden. That is the application Jesus brought. It's the application called the Grace Application. The application of grace. How many of you watched that drama? Okay, many of us didn't come quite early. There was a drama we watched here on the screen. Two young women, they landed at the gate of heaven. And when they got there, they thought they have already entered heaven. They didn't know that they are just at the gate. And the angel appeared to them and said, you are welcome to the territory of heaven. They began to rejoice. At the door, we don't enter heaven. And then they saw another lady come. And that lady, while she was on earth, she was a prostitute. And they said, what are you doing here? I make shift where people like us are standing. We that are the only people, the women of God, that pray and fast. In fact, I just finished 21 days now across enter here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They began to castigate her. And then by the time the angel appeared again, the angel said, don't rejoice here. You are just at the gate. But for you to enter this gate, you need a pass. And that pass is the pass of salvation. Lo and behold, these two people that were rejoicing and said they are holy, holy, they couldn't produce pass. It was the prostitute that brought out a pass of salvation. The prostitute, Kabari Mozanda. They were shocked. They say, hey, angel, it can't be possible. This one is a prostitute, freaky, freaky. How can she enter into heaven? And she entered. By the time she entered, they asked the angel, is her name in the book of life? The angel looked and said, her name is there. And they showed us what happened. Her friend poisoned her. But at the point of pain, when she was about to give up, God led a man to minister to her. And the man asked her, are you ready to receive God? And she received Christ at the point of death and made it to heaven. Listen to me. Nobody knows who is going to heaven. If you are the kind of person that goes around judging people, you know, we have a lot of them everywhere. Ah, don't enter our church. You are a winch. The way you are like Jezebel. You are mommy water. Hey, go stay there. Hey, devil. Hey, demon. Who told you? The application has changed. The application now in use is the application called easy yoke, light burden. That is the application of grace. That is why that thief that one was on the side of Jesus, even though he was dying for the sin he had committed, but because he said, Jesus, if you will have mercy on me and remember me in paradise, I will be grateful. At the point of death, Jesus said, today you will join me in paradise. Even though he was a thief, he was dying. That day, in that last minute, he made it to heaven. You are not in the position to judge anyone. Because the app that we are using that is in operation in this generation at this time that Jesus brought by paying with his own blood is the app called Easy Yoke, Light Burden. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. That amen is, you can say, may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. If your app is not yet upgraded to the easy yoke and lightened burden version, a proper transformation cannot take place. There cannot be a merge between what Jesus has done to your life. There cannot be a merge of what Jesus has already done and completed to your life. You need to also do some transformations. But if you refuse to upgrade, if you still want to remain in the old version, it's your loss. It's your loss. That is why people will continue to remain in the bondage of religion. That is why people will be telling you, don't eat this, don't do this, this is the road, this is that. They will use law to burden you. That is why many people will continue to remain slaves to men of God. Please, from today, plug into this new application. Easy yoke, light body. How do you plug into this application? That is what I want to treat for a few minutes this morning, and then we round up and go. How do you plug into this new application that Jesus has already brought and has already paid for? The first thing you need to do is in Revelation chapter 12. I'm reading from verse 1 to 2. That's the first thing you need to do. After Jesus has completed his own part, what are you expected to do to key into this new plan and package that God has made through Jesus? Revelation 12 from verse 1 to 2. Are you there? The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It is your common sense service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable common sense service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. Don't conform, but be what? Transformed. Note those two words. Don't conform. Conform means cooperate, agree, relate. Don't conform to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. That you may prove, listen to this part, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. I want to read in Good News Version. I like reading my Bible in different versions so that it can give me a deeper understanding. What does Good News Bible say? It says, So then, my brothers and sisters, because of God's great mercy to us, is somebody listening? Because of God's great mercy to us, God has already done his own part. Because of what God has already done for us, he said, I appeal to you to now do your own part. And what is your part? Offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. He said, this is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourself to the standard of this world, but let God transform you from your mind, and let there be a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, and what is good, and what is pleasing, and what is perfect. What am I saying this morning? The first information we need to go through to plug into the new divine app, that the transformation that Jesus went through, that is salvation. What we need to do to bring this salvation, to plug into it, is the first thing, the transformation of our mind. And that is the topic of the message this morning. The transformation of your mind. Last week, it was transformation that brought salvation. Today is transformation of your mind. Because when your mind, that's the first thing that needs to transform. When your mind is transformed, you can plug into what God has already done by his mercy. Until there is a transformation of your mind, you cannot enjoy the new divine version that Jesus has brought. A lot of things need to change in your mind, though, for you to enjoy this version. A lot of things need to change. The first way you can bring a good transformation to your mind is to first of all realize that the world is against you. I want you to listen attentively this morning. The first thing that will help you to bring transformation to your mind is to realize that this world is not working for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your father owns the world, but the world is not working for you. Are you understanding? They are not planning to help you. The position of the world is to hinder, is to disturb, is to digress. That is why he said, you need to, first of all, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Then, don't conform to the world. Because the world is not your friend. Eh? The world is not your friend. I remember that songwriter. He sang in Yoruba. He said, Mbamo wikwe ogulayo. Mbama timura sile. Mbama timura. He was saying that if I knew that I'm coming to this world to fight, I would have prepared for battle. He said, I would have come from heaven with gun. Imagine a baby with gun in his hand. That's what the songwriter was saying. I would have come with matchet. Because the world is harsh. The world is not programmed to cooperate with you. That is why God said, woe unto the inhabitants of this world. Because the devil has come into you. Is somebody listening to me this morning? The moment you realize that you are not of this world, that the world is not on your side, something changes in your mindset. If every time the only thing you think about is enjoyment, is how to better, how to do this, how to do that, how to rush here, how to make it. All these things are good, though. I'm not saying that you shouldn't think that way, but that should not be your major focus. The Bible says, let there be a change of mindset. Don't conform to the world, but be transformed from it. If you want to go the way of the world, you will enter into what Yoruba call koto. Koto is ditch. If you want to follow the way of the world, you will enter ditch. And if somebody enter into a ditch, only God can bring him out. No wonder Apostle Paul cried. He said, who will deliver me from this flesh of the world? That which I don't want to do is what I find myself doing. He said, oh, wretched man, who will deliver me? Tell your neighbor, the world is not on your side. Tell him clearly, say, the world is not on your side. You must first of all accept that. When you accept that, it helps you to change your mindset. If you are still here, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to music, but every time, the thing that is uppermost in your heart are worldly things, worldly music, worldly parties. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If those are the things that are number one, there are some people now, if they say a party is happening on Sunday by 7 a.m., that is good. They will go there. Make church wait. Church now every Sunday. That party is important. 7 a.m. in the morning, they are the first to arrive there. I'm not saying don't go to parties, but don't let that be your priority. Don't let it be your, don't let it be your priority. The things of the world are not working in your favor. They are working to derail you. They are working to lead you astray. For you to plug into that new app, you must understand that the world is not working for you. After you have understood that, then you need to know the current state of your mind. What type of mind do you have? There are different types of minds that are highlighted in the Bible. What type of mind do you have? I will tell you some of them and then we'll go and pray. Maybe by highlighting them, you'll be able to know the kind of mind that you have. Number one is the worldly or carnal mind. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. The worldly or carnal mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where we just read, he said, don't be conformed to the things of this world. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, he says, to be carnally minded, to be worldly minded, will lead to death. Have you not read it before? Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Write it down. When you get home, you can read it. Anything that needs you to appreciate the world, to always draw to the things of the world, to always want the enjoyment of the world, it will lead you into problem. Because the Bible says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. You cannot be a friend of the world and be a friend of God. For you to enjoy that divine app of easy yoke, light burden, if you have a worldly mind, that's the first kind of mind, and that mind is very popular, especially those of us that are in Africa. We love the world. Somebody say, he gave a proverb in Pidgin English. He said, person where won't die, not they make announcement. Person where won't kill himself. Person where won't commit suicide, not they make announcement. I will die now. I will die now. Oh, no, he never read you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Many of us are like that. We like to threaten that, I will just die now. Like, we love the world. We enjoy life. In this part of the world, we enjoy life. We enjoy life. Some of you, worldly things are so impressed in your heart, in your mind. Spiritual things hardly find space. From Monday to Monday to Monday to Monday to Monday, Mondays, you hardly ever find time to praise God. There are many people like that. Christian songs hardly pass through your minds. I remember the story of this, my friend. He was a pastor. And one of his members, on his birthday, said, I don't know what to give you, pastor, but I just bought this phone. I want to sow this phone into your life. And he sowed the phone into my friend's life. And it was a new, beautiful iPhone. And the pastor was happy. He prayed for him, blessed him. And because the thing looked so beautiful, and my friend's phone was Akparomi. Panasa, God bless you, man. So immediately, he removed his SIM card and put it in this new phone that the member gave him. The member, of course, he has already removed his own SIM. He didn't check all the things that were on the phone. And he went for pastor's meeting. And in the pastor's meeting, somebody called him. And right from the pocket of the man of God. We were hearing, Alaji, 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 Alaji ke. How did Alaji enter into the church? The pastor had forgotten that he said, where is the person that is doing Alaji, Alaji? They said, Pastor, now your pocket, this Alaji, they won't come. By the time they brought out the phone, Pastor said, oh, sorry. Somebody just gave me this phone. It was not my own before. That is to show you the kind of, many of you are laughing now. If I begin to check your ringtones, some ringtones are worse than what I've just said now. Somebody's ringtone is, Wafe Joku New, Wafe Joku, you will nearly dance and die. What does that one, what edification will that one give to you? And you are enjoying it, you love it. Anytime you are hearing it, your body begins to, Wafe Joku New, you nearly you die. That what they are saying is, you will dance and nearly die. And you are enjoying. That is, you know automatically that such a mind is worldly. It's worldly. For you to plug into this new version, you need to clear the things of the world. You need to turn completely. He said, don't be conformed to it, but rather be transformed from it so that you can benefit from the easy yoke. Light burden fashion. Number two, you have the double-minded. I want to round up now. Double-minded. You can find them in James chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Apart from the worldly mind, you can find the double mind. That's number two. Many of us are double-minded. You are always caught between two things. You find it difficult to remain consistent. You find it difficult to make a decision. Say, okay, this is what I want to begin to do now. Nothing can change me. And this is what I will follow. Some of you, you say, from now on, this is what I will begin to do in the house of God. This is what I want to begin to do. And then by next week, somebody comes and says, why do you not worry? You won't kill yourself. Now you kill Jesus. And by the time the person talks, no, true. Aye. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do them again. I will do something else. And then you come to church again, you hear the message, you say, no, I must do it. You are here, you are there. You are like a wind that is being tossed to and fro. The double mind. Another kind of mind, according to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, is the fearful mind. If you have a fearful mind, you need to change it. Because 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given us the spirit of a fear, but of a what? Sound mind. If you see anybody that calls himself a Christian, that is fear, he can never plug into the new version of easy yoke, light body. Anybody that wants to plug into that version, they're not a fear. As I am like this, I'm never afraid. I was watching a funeral yesterday night before I slept. Funeral of one pastor that I knew in South Africa. And it was so sad because he died young. And my wife said, why are you watching this one before you go and sleep? Please, don't watch it. Just you watch it tomorrow. I said, wait, what happened? All die, not die. You know, when you get, there's a level you get to in Christ, nothing moves you again. All die. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not. The Bible says the apostles, they don't love their, they love not their lives even unto death. The moment you remove the fear of death, the fear of tomorrow, the fear of the unknown from your life. Beloved, easy yoke, light burden. But the moment you allow fear, that yoke not go easy. Tell your neighbor you have to become fearless. Tell him or I say you have to become fearless. Number four, you have what the Bible calls the defiled mind. The defiled mind or the evil mind. You can find that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 7 to 8. You can also find it in Titus chapter 1, 15 to 16. Time will not permit us. Please, when you get to read, 2 Timothy 3, 7 to 8, Titus 1, 15 to 16. The fearful mind. This mind is full. I'm sorry. I mean the defiled mind, not the fearful mind. Sorry. The defiled mind or the evil mind is full of dirty things, impurity, abominable things. If you are the kind of person that your mind is always corrupted, always dirty. You know, some people, they can become so envious and they will look at somebody and they will look at in their mind. They will begin to say, make this person just die now. You don't know that people have that kind of mind. They are not witches, oh. Anyway, some of them could be witches. Yeah. But some, they are not really witches, but their mind is polluted, is evil, is perverted. You move to an area, you see people selling there, and you want everybody that is selling in that area to live for you. That's evil mind. Wickedness. You want to dominate. You want to control. If you have that kind of mind, you cannot plug into easy body and light yoke. Because such mind is a heavy load on its own. Somebody that is jealous, that hates people, that plan evil, can that one be easy life? No. Because he himself is poison to himself. The last one is what I call the reprobate mind. According to Romans chapter 1 verse 28. The reprobate mind. Romans chapter 1 verse 28. The Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Why did God give them a reprobate mind? Because they are stubborn. They did not like to retain knowledge. If you see anybody that comes to church, hear the word of God, and his life is not changed, nothing touches you, you don't feel something, such people are what the Bible calls reprobate mind. He said, because they refuse to retain the knowledge of God in their head. You have heard it, you know it, but to retain it and practice it is a problem. He said he gave them over to begin to do inconvenient things, to begin to do things that will lead them to destruction. May we not enter destruction in the name of Jesus, because they refuse to retain knowledge. Some of us have that kind of mind. Reprobate, stubborn. No matter how much pastor preach, you won't be there. When you talk your own finish, make we go our house. Some people, immediately after the service, they have forgotten everything they came here for. While the service is going on and the message is going on, some people, their minds are not here. Some people are calculating. That 5,000 never enter. He remained 15,000. This woman, I will show him tomorrow. And he's in the church. Their mind is perverse. It's reprobate. It's stubborn. It's not interested in the things of God. He said, search. God will leave them. See? Since you have refused to hear. Anybody that has this kind of mind cannot enjoy the new version of easy yoke, light burden. It is not possible. It is what? It is not possible. Before you go today, as you bow your heads and close your eyes, I want you to begin to search your mind. Begin to search your mind. Begin to search your mind. Remember, the Bible says you should offer your body a living sacrifice. You should transform your mind if you must benefit from what Jesus has already done. You should transform. Transform. Change. Your mindset needs to change today. You have to give your mind to God in prayers. You have to give your mind to God by constantly feeding your mind with God's knowledge and God's word. You need to give your mind to God by turning away from those things that will derail you. Those things you used to do in the past. Anything that has world in them is not working in your favor. Until you transform and renew your mind, you cannot enjoy God. Say, Father, help me to make that transformation. In the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer? Is your own mind the worldly mind, the carnal mind? Is it the reprobate mind? Is it the evil mind, the defiled mind? You cannot deceive yourself. Remember that God knows you more than you know yourself. If you are not praying now, well, I have done my own bit. If you are watching us online now, you too can begin to do your prayers. It will be a great disaster for you to hear this kind of message and you still go and continue with the old application. You go and continue with the old divine application. The transformed application is readily available. Is readily available. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray, please. Say, help me. We just have one more minute. Jesus knows all about your struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. In this place, we tell you the truth. It is the truth we preach here. What kind of mind do you have? Your mindset is very important. If you want to plug into the new divine application that Jesus has prepared. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, you mind be transformed and cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You, my man, I refuse to conform to the world. You, my mind, hear the word of God. refuse to conform to the world. From today, turn against the world. You, my mind, from today, turn against fear. Turn against evil. Turn against defilement. Turn against stubbornness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me a new mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Begin to pray that prayer. Thank you, Father. I want to believe you are praying. Thank you, Father.